Oasis Audio presents The Heart of the Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman, read for you by Chris Fabry. Chapter 1. Staying in Love After the Wedding. Why is it that so few couples seem to have found the secret to keeping love alive after the wedding? Why is it that a couple can attend a communication workshop, hear wonderful ideas on how to enhance communication, return home, and find themselves totally unable to implement the communication patterns demonstrated? Finding the answer to these questions is the purpose of this book. It is not that the books and articles already published are not helpful. The problem is that we have overlooked one fundamental truth. People speak different love languages. Most of us grow up learning the language of our parents and siblings, which becomes our primary or native tongue. Later, we may learn additional languages, but usually with much more effort. Language differences are part and parcel of human culture. In the area of love, it is similar. Your emotional love language and the language of your spouse may be as different as Chinese from English. No matter how hard you try to express love in English, if your spouse understands only Chinese, you will never understand how to show love to each other. Being sincere is not enough. We must be willing to learn our spouse's primary love language if we are to be effective communicators of love. My conclusion after 30 years of marriage counseling is that there are basically five emotional love languages, five ways that people speak and understand emotional love. However, there may be numerous dialects. The number of ways